Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It is just another manic Monday here in New York City, coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios. It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. I forgot the rest of that.
Went to bed, bumped his head.
Yeah, like didn't that. Wake up in the morning. Well, yeah. Here we go. It's going to be a great day here on the Morning Zoo because we all got up. And it's going to be a fun one because across the table from me, from the Super Selly Joe's podcast. That's right. Today is a mashup episode. It is our great friends, Joe Gorman and Alex Tomaselli. How you doing, boys?
What's up, dude? What's
chilling.
Up? Yeah.
Thanks.
We survived.
Yeah, thank you for being here. How's everybody feeling?
Great, man.
I would say reinvigorated. Zachary.
Ooh,
careful.
Tightrope word.
Hey, you better believe it.
Well, thank you for being here. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Thomas Alley?
Just follow me at Silly Selly on Instagram and check out our podcast, Super Selly Joe's, on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, whatever.
Wonderful. Mr. Gorman?
Oh, man. As always, you can follow me online at Joe W. Gorman. And I have an amazing podcast with my good friend Alexander called Super Selly Joe's. Follow us on YouTube, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. We have two in the backlog. I haven't uploaded them recently, but I've been on a lot of ketamine, but I'm back.
Oh, he's back, yeah. Baby. I got two in the backlog, too, right now. I gotta go to the bathroom after the show's done. Guys, follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny, punchup.live/ZachAmico for all my dates. I got my special coming out this month. And also, I will be at the Gathering of the Juggalos, hosting the main stage Thursday, Juggalo Championship Wrestling, and then I believe I'm hosting the second stage one day as well. So come hang out. Should be a lot of fun. And hey, if you enjoy this program, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to our live chat and the archives, thousands of hours of all your favorite gas shows from the last decade, and you get our Friday bonus episode. Joe was there for the last one where I belted out some goddamn show tunes.
It moved me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you very much. And thank you guys for watching the program. All right, boys. You know how this shit works. You've been here before.
Oh, yeah.
We got a bunch of silly shit to look at today. So let's start with this fun animal story.
Uh-oh.
No one gets hurt.
Aw. Oh.
Pizza delivery driver goes above and beyond to deliver this pizza with no fear.
All right.
Bear?
Pitbull?
1 second, Zach.
No problem, man.
Emu.
Remember when like people used to have sex with the pizza delivery boy when they're like, oh, I don't have enough money
big
for...
Big Sausage Pizza?
Yeah.
I wish.
Oh, I always got mad with Big Sausage Pizza because like, damn, there's no way they'll be able to eat the pizza afterwards. This guy's fucking cock had been all over it.
I mean, sure you can.
I mean... It's like I'm gonna need some
somebody extra. Ate that pizza. That pizza did not go in the garbage.
He always carries it like at his fucking like he carries it like horizontal. Like, hey, did somebody order a big pizza?
I would be afraid of poking my dick with the little ottoman.
Yeah,
I'd also be afraid of what the grease could do to your penis.
Right. Yeah,
I have a very sensitive penis. Anything bad happens to it, I have to go to the doctor.
It's whoa, my pubes nightmare. Smell like anchovies, dude.
And now grease. I gotta shoot a scene.
Yeah.
Do you think they used a cold pizza on purpose so they didn't burn his pecker?
They had to.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. They got crafty, and then they're like, put one aside.
The hardest part of shooting those scenes is convincing the delivery boy to pull out his dick on film.
Well, they are documentaries.
Yeah, it's they're all...
Isn't it crazy how they all have giant cocks?
Yeah, it's union.
Yeah, that is a pizza delivery boy job. Yeah. I'm sorry. All right, whip it out. So one last thing.
As a former pizza delivery boy, that was the number one fantasy.
Did it ever happen?
Oh, I thought you were going to say that was the job requirement.
Oh, no. I wish. No, I did have a girl once answering her, like, she had, like, a tank top and her underwear only.
Nice.
And it was literally, she's like, how much? And I was just like, bleh, bleh, bleh. I just couldn't even talk. I was like, like,
this one's on the house, gorgeous.
She's so hot. Yeah.
Price, one little kiss on the cheek.
I wish.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
No, this is such a big pizza. I can't finish it by myself.
That's a big pizza.
I ordered this with extra sausage.
Oh, you mean this sausage?
The sizzle comes on.
Yeah.
I can't take it back. I'm already here.
Hey, my boss will understand.
Yeah. Oh. Old man Sarah Goose is gonna have me out for it if I don't come back with $13.50. He said this is my last chance.
There needed to be like one situation where it was like a prank call where somebody ordered a pizza to the a guy's house. It was like, oh yeah, an extra sausage, wink wink. And then it's like some dude comes and is like, what the? I didn't order a pizza. It's like, you sure you didn't get big sausage? The guy's like, no, I
get
didn't.
Get out of here before I kill you.
Dude, that would be great to do to like some blogger chick.
Yeah. That'd be fun. A prank stripogram is probably like the best prank out there that seems underutilized, probably because it's so much money.
Yeah.
That it's probably dangerous. And you probably got to clear it. Like
for maybe the people receiving a boner with that stripper, I think
the people though receiving the call are like, we have to make sure this is above board. We can't just because that you're right. That would it would be the Wild West if that was legal. You could just do that all the time.
Yeah, you would just send them to like a biker's house.
Yeah, this would happen
and wait for gunshots.
Yeah. Gosh, I hope no one does that to me. I hope nobody sends a beautiful stripper to my house as a goof and force her to have sex with me. That would be awful. Don't.
Oh, I like
do
how
it.
You're assuming it's a girl.
Yeah, it has to be. A man stripper? No such thing exists. I'm sorry, officer. Do you need me to turn the volume down or something?
It would be sweet if a girl showed up. She's like, I heard you ordered this with extra sausage.
Extra sausage.
Yes. In Brooklyn, hey.
Yeah, there we
best
go.
Of both worlds.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a 5-star seamless order right now.
No, you can see the seam.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, man.
So do we have this pizza delivery?
Here we go. Oh, it's
a bear.
Okay, that's not too scary.
Thank you. All set. Thank you. Watch out. Just be cool.
I can set my car alarm off of him.
He does. Wants the pizza.
The people, they're like, oh.
It's a brown bear, too?
Well, it's like a little brown bear. It's not going to. You know, it's funny because, like, everyone just, I think, as a city folk, we're like, whoa, shit, look out. But for those kinds of folks, that's just another day in Northern Ontario.
Okay. Yeah. Let's play a game we like to play called Forgive Zach's Ignorance.
Okay.
I'm not very smart. I find that out every few weeks.
Don't say that.
When we put up a clip.
Don't say that.
And now a bunch of Arab guys are mad at me.
Who cares? Come on.
For showing a goat butt beauty pageant.
And they were like, how dare you?
And apparently they were like, my friend, that is Pakistan. And I'm like, oh, fuck, sorry. Oh,
the other country that smells fucking awful. My bad.
Oops-a-daisy.
Yeah.
Sorry, fucking wrong convenience. Wrong gas station.
Yeah,
thank you. Come again.
Grow up. Your culture is a joke in America.
I saw a man in a dress holding a goat with a fat ass smiling. I can throw a dart. I know which side of the world to hit.
Yeah, they're all doctors over there.
By the way, also, Scottish and Irish do count as men in dresses who fuck goats as sheep as well.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah. It's like different, you know.
It's like how there's also pyramids in Mexico.
Yeah, it's like when you get different skins for your Fortnite character.
It's a vibe. Ooh, it's just the same vibe.
Yeah, same vibe.
Yeah.
If you saw that bear, that little guy, wouldn't you go, oh, I bet there's a mom. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would be like. I wouldn't be worried about him.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm worried that there's a mom that's going to come fuck my shit up.
Right. It's like if they're standing on their hind legs, that's when you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, watch out. Now, I never went to Boy Scouts.
No.
So I don't have those kind of survival things. But I think you're supposed to make yourself large in front of those brown
bears. Done. Step one, check. Yeah. You asleep?
Like a cartoon.
Yeah, you're supposed to puffer fish on land.
Yeah.
Done. <It's> like, I've been preparing for this moment my whole life.
It's like grizzly bears?
Ever since I taught SpongeBob to drive.
What is it when a whatever force meets an immovable object?
Oh, the irresistible force. Yeah,
the irresistible object. Force. Goes, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's like brown bears, you're supposed to like make yourself big.
Yeah.
And like grizzlies, you're supposed to play dead.
Yeah.
And like black bears, you can just like kind of scare them off because like they're vegetarian.
Yeah, they're less hostile. But yeah, grizzlies or brown bears, just I wouldn't have gotten out of the car. I'm not gonna, I would have been like, fuck you.
No,
dude.
Joe, I think you got that wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've done this a bunch of times. It's brown lay down.
Brown lay down.
Black fight back, white good night.
Right. Black fight back because they're easily scared.
That's also for the skin color of people.
Is it?
Yeah. If it's white, good night. I'd have sex with a white person.
And then you say good night?
Yeah, I say good night.
You say good night before you have
15,
sex.
15 seconds later, I say good night.
Good night. You say good night first.
Yeah. It's like, let me make sure I say good night because I don't know how long I have.
Oh, no. I thought you just didn't have a bit of chokehold. Like,
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
The long kiss, good night.
I'll see you in your tree, bitch.
Bears are scary, though.
Yeah, they fuck you up, dude.
Hairless bears are the fucking scariest. I think all animals are fucking scariest when they're hairless.
Yeah.
Dogs are scary hairless.
Yeah.
Cats look fucking insane.
No, they're cute. Hairless. I love a hairless
Mr. cat. Mr. Bigglesworth?
Yeah. I had an ex who had hairless cats. They were the best.
Look at that. Look at that scary terrifying. Fucking thing. If I saw that, no one's getting their fucking pizza.
He looks like he got in a fight with the Roadrunner or something.
Yeah, it looks like a Looney Tune when they smoke a cigar and it turns out to be a stick of dynamite.
He looks why embarrassed.
Why does he have a haircut?
Isn't it like
he's like, hold on, I don't want to look stupid.
Isn't it like the same fucking issue that Will Smith's wife has where they just like alopecia, where they just like lose their fucking hair?
Yeah, keep that bear's name out of your fucking mouth.
Keep that fucking bear's name out your keep Yogi's name out your fucking mouth.
I may have been working on a roast at one point, and there was a thing that was being pitched around that was a fake in memoriam.
Yeah.
And it was going to be people that weren't there, but why they weren't there. And I pitched three times Jada Pinkett Smith home washing her hair. To just a room full of people not laughing.
Oh, man, that's so good.
Nothing. I think they were like, oh, no, that's going to piss somebody off.
That's the problem with
making fun of a woman's handicap.
But is it like really a handicap?
For a black woman to be bald? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A black woman who needs a wig.
Base level.
Yeah. What?
That happens all the time. That's like a. That's
if
like
you
a,
need to tell people you have that disease after like years of having it, it doesn't count.
Also, like the tamest fucking joke. You know, he could have been like, oh, look, this bitch just got out of chemo, but he didn't. He was like, oh, she's preparing for G.I. Jane. One of. Like, let's be real, Demi Moore at one of her fuckable, such a great little body in that.
He wasn't out here, Jada Pinkett Smith looking like Gandhi.
Yeah. Now, Gandhi's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Dalsim from Street Fighter. You know, she's going to slap me from five rows back. Hey, guys, if you don't want to be a big fat slob like me and you've got weight loss goals, it's time to actually hit them. Weight Loss by Hims is designed to support you every step of the way. Hims offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and Wegovy pen. Hims connects you with a licensed provider 100% online with a care team to support you in losing weight and keeping it off. If prescribed, your medication is delivered to your door, no insurance necessary. Hims make it simple to find GLP-1 care that fits you and your wallet with a personalized treatment plan and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Are you ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/amico to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/amico. hims.com/amico. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit HIMS.com. Let's get back into the show.
Dude, that Street Fighter looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm there.
I just saw Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh, what did you think? I loved it.
I thought it was so fucking cool.
It was not a great film by any means.
No, and it
doesn't have to be. Nor was that what I wanted.
No. I went in. I was like, if people's heads explode, that's what I want.
Fucking Johnny Cage was so good in that movie. Yeah, I thought it was so much fun.
I loved it, man. Yeah. I loved how they would reframe the fight scene to look like the level first.
Yeah. And they filmed in the style where, like, you even saw them, like, straight away.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It would reframe the shot.
Yeah. And
it looked like the game for a second.
Yeah. And, like, there were actual, like, levels that you would have fought in, like, the original MK.
I
thought it was so much fun.
I was so glad they killed the guy from the first
time. They
corrected everything.
And brutally. Yeah. And unapologetically.
Yeah, they're like, oh, see his face? Yeah.
And then threw him in the fucking
acid. Like, nothing left, dude.
He never existed. And then they were just like, he died?
Ugh. Fuck. All right. Yeah. Because it was like, as soon as he said, like, I said goodbye to my wife and my child, and I don't know if I'll see them again. It's like, oh, this guy's gone. Yeah, bye, dude. Like, good. I couldn't even remember his name. And at no point did they ever incorporate his character into the video games, which is a sign of, like, okay, people have accepted you, where they retroactively add a character to the video games. They never did that with that. Mm-hmm. What is his name? Cole or something like that?
Yeah. I hated him.
What a, I mean,
it's not his fault.
He's a good martial artist, but he could have just been a good Scorpion. They didn't need to make it.
Or they could have just kept him as Liu Kang.
Yeah.
I don't know why they had, whatever.
I do wish that he did more with Liu Kang, because, like, he kind of, like, just, like, left after. He's like, I see my destiny now. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Also,
he just,
very Mortal Kombat, though.
Yeah.
That's what they do in the game.
It was fun. It was a fun fucking movie.
I got to be honest with you. I really hope they have Shinnok and Quan Chi kill him.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
You remember the time that it was zombie Liu Kang for a game?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. With the chains? Yeah.
Yeah, and it opened up with them twisting his head around.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fuck, damn. Dude, there's so much MK lore.
It's crazy.
That, you know, it's more than just a simple fighting game.
I'm a big Baraka guy. Yeah. And I feel like I got a nice amount of Baraka in this.
Baraka had a great role, too. It was fun.
I was so upset I felt like they wasted Reptile in the first one.
Mm. Yeah.
And Goro, to be honest.
Oh,
they squandered Goro.
Yeah. He's supposed to be the hardest character in the original game.
And, like, of all the, they were bringing back all these characters. Like, of all the characters they could have resurrected, like, Prince Goro would have been a good
one. Now I'm hoping we get
Kentaro?
Nightwolf?
Ooh. Mm. I mean, yeah, hopefully.
I hope we get Cabal.
Yeah. You would like Cabal.
Yeah. And then the robots. We got to do robots.
Oh, Cyrax.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to do the kinetic ones, right?
Sector, Cyrax. Yeah, and then there's...
Who was that Centaur guy that also showed up in Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
Minotaur or something like
Minotaur.
That?
Mintaro.
Yep. And then there's Kintaro, who's the tiger one.
Shannon, how wet is your pussy right now?
So fucking wet, dude. Hearing, like, fucking three cool guys talk about video games like this.
Yeah, dude. The lore, too.
I remember...
Yeah, we haven't gotten into the game or the film.
Yeah. I remember seeing Mortal Kombat Annihilation in theaters, and that was the first time I was like, oh, I wasted my money. As, like, a kid to realize, like, oh, this movie sucks. And, like, I was like, what the fuck is this? It was mind-blowing as a child to, like, realize, like, a movie you couldn't think could fucking suck.
Yeah.
Sucked. Because I even like the Batman sequels, like Batman and Robin and shit. Like, I was... a dumb fucking kid. But Mortal Kombat Annihilation, I'm like, wait, this isn't fucking good. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the first movie I saw that. I was like, wow, that was really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I don't think it counts because I was a kid, but I fell asleep during Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, I don't know, it's not my thing.
I think Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I might have been getting too old for Disney at that point. Yeah. But it was still one of those things where you're like a kid and you see every Disney movie.
You see Pocahontas was like, as a guy, I was like, oh, that's a girl's film because it has like a girl name in it. Like Little Mermaid, Cinderella, Snow White, Pocahontas, those are fucking girl movies.
You know what broke? Mulan.
Really?
Mulan broke that. Yeah, because she had a sword.
And she killed Chinese people.
Yeah, that'll do it.
She had a sword on the cover. I was like, wait, she has a sword.
Yeah, wait a minute. This bitch got a fucking sword. Hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
And you got Eddie Murphy. Exactly, playing a traditional Chinese dragon.
Yeah. And you got the guy in it, when he finds out she's a girl, he's mad.
He's pissed.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's a, I thought she was a guy.
I was going to bang this twink, and now I have to have sex with a disgusting fucking pussy. Yeah.
Leave her in the snow.
That was actually like, kind of like the first like kind of gay rights movie in a lot of ways.
Sure, man.
And like trans acceptance.
Well, wasn't it kind of just one of the boys, but as a...
Oh, yeah.
Sort of.
She's the man?
Did you see the live-action remake?
No.
It actually ends with Mulan getting trans surgery so she can marry the general.
Is it Mushu's her penis?
Yeah, it's like, no, they got rid of Mushu. Yeah, they got rid of, they call her penis Mushu that they attach. They're like, we're just going to take some this unused labia skin and reattach. They take out like a fucking katana to fucking cut it up too. It's crazy, man. Disney's a little off kilter.
Damn, Mulan, they done turned your pussy into a dick. I've done this one before. I have to apologize. But they are doing Mulan. They're going to recast her as black.
Oh, nice.
Mulan Young.
Yes, dude.
That's the best that one's ever gone.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Like, I've done that like five times.
It's a fucking great. It hits.
Like, not always.
Did you do it in front of like black comics?
Of course I did.
They love it, dude.
They pretend they don't.
They're
like
gonna
it.
Pretend. Oh, what's that mean? What's that word?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if that's universal. I mean, I guess if you grew up with Spike Lee,
I feel like you kind of understand. Like you know, it's not like a good thing. You know, just like the
it's
way
not
you
a
say
bad
it.
Thing. Eggplants are delicious.
Mulan.
Eggplants are delicious. A delicious plant. They're great in Parmesan. They're great by themselves.
It's how the inflection of how it's said.
Though, yeah, that'll do it.
The intent behind the word is sometimes important.
I'm still high from last night, by the
way.
Oh,
good, again? Dude.
Yeah.
You did it again?
Yeah.
Edibles?
Yeah, I had like 3 peach rings and a 20 milligram other thing. And
you're crazy.
And I had a big electrolyte water, and oh boy,
I've been taking those Tyson chews, and they're like 100 milligrams.
Those are chicken, Joe.
Yeah,
those are chicken nuggets.
You're feasting.
Yeah. Well, what are they? Oh, the Tyson, the ear gummies.
Yeah, yeah, the ear gummies.
That's Priya's does a show out of his dispensary.
Oh shit.
Are they good? Are those?
I like them. Like, they're great.
What are they?
It's just like...
No, what? Milligram.
Oh, they're like 100 milligrams each, so it's like 600 milligrams in a pack, 1,000 milligrams in a pack. So, like...
You do the whole 100?
I take...
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Like one little ear is like 100 milligrams.
That's too much for me.
That's not too bad.
What?
You gotta pace it.
Really? That's too much?
100 sounds like too much. I like it.
If you pace it
without even thinking about it.
How much do you normally take...
I think 50 is good. Last night I overindulged.
Okay. Because like most edibles.
It was 3 in the morning and I couldn't sleep.
Okay.
All right. So I was like, all right, let's beat this at the path.
Yeah. I love waking up still high. One time I ate a, God, they probably don't have them out here, but on like the West Coast, there were like these, I'm trying to think of their name, but it was like 1,000 milligram.
Oh, was it the Los Gumis Hermanos?
No, but it was similar to that. And their mascot is like a cow with a third eye. And I remember I was living in California. I was on my way to New York to go to a family reunion. And I ate the entire edible at work. And I started getting high at work. And I was like, oh, shit, okay, well, I better go home because my mom's going to drive me to the airport. I go home high as fuck. And I watch 2 episodes of The Cleveland Show. And then my mom drives me to the airport. And I'm super fucked. I'm like insanely high. But I get through TSA. I get on the plane. And as like the plane is doing the pre-check announcements, that's when I doze off. And the next thing I hear is like, welcome to New York City. And I woke up and my eyes were like bloodshot red. And my dad picks me up at the airport. He's like, what's going on? What? And I said, I think there was, I got some allergies on the plane. I'm like fucking 25 and I'm afraid of getting yelled at by my dad. But like, I was like high as fuck. And then like, I had to go to the bathroom at the hotel. Took a shit, whole bathroom smelled like fucking weed because of the shit. And I was like, okay, they have to know. And he was like, what did you do? Like, just chill, man. I'm living. 3 days. I was high for like a day and a half. It was That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah, I've had a few of those recently, too.
Get your money's worth. I like it.
I feel like your labels are wrong because every time I eat like regular edibles, they don't hit. But yours, you're like, this is 50 milligrams. And I go to the moon.
It's like shit is like, I think like all... there's not like a universal way of measuring edibles. It's all kind of like, it should be about this much. Like, it's not like a calorie where it's like, each grape is like 5 calories. It's like, it should be about 5 milligrams an edible, but maybe some had like closer to 15 milligrams and maybe one has closer to 1 milligram and you don't know which one you're getting. It's tough.
Yeah, no, I have knocked you out a few times. Pete Angelo, too.
Yeah.
Pete Angelo fell asleep with his boots on. Yeah. He's fell asleep fully dressed. He was so mad at me. He's like, there's no way this is 50.
He's built for like war, too. So it's like,
I mean, yeah, no,
like a bulletproof vest, essentially.
I've never been like so high that I wish I could still get that high where I'm like, whoa, I'm fucking high. But
I get schizophrenic.
Oh, damn.
That's where I'm like, you know,
living,
yeah.
I'm living multiple realities at once.
Sometimes I cough a little too much. I'm like, oh, I better sit down. I'm getting a little lightheaded. But I don't know if that's just from like lack of oxygen to my brain or.
Yeah.
Psychedelics, man.
Whenever I get schizophrenic thoughts, like, oh, the cops are coming, that's when I have to. Whenever I get those, I then rethink and I go, oh, I'm really high.
Sally, whenever you think that the cops are coming, take a look in the mirror and look at that beautiful porcelain white skin and know that the cops are here to protect you and to ensure that nothing bad will ever happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, they heard you were really high. They wanted to make sure you were safe.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have enough water here?
They bring
do you have access to pizza delivery?
They bring me snacks.
Yeah. That's what cops should do.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Instead of like fucking busting people, it's like if you're drunk in public, a cop has to give you like a bottle of water
and
make sure like you're chill.
And cereal stat.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Hey, Mondami, fucking stop this Shaira law and make cops be nice just to me specifically when I'm fucked up in public.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Cereal when you're high. Dry cereal.
Oh no.
Oh, milk cereal?
Yeah, milk cereal.
How about a little cereal on top of ice cream?
Oh, I've done it.
Hell yeah.
I've done it. I did.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
Recently, I did Golden Grahams on top of ice
that's
cream.
That's a fucking banger. That's good.
Yeah, I was retarded.
if you have the patience, if you take out all the marshmallows and Lucky Charms and put that over ice cream, that's pretty good, too.
You're a sick man. You're out of your gourd, dude.
Yeah, Kelly can have the fucking grains and shit.
The raisins.
Yeah. I mean, the good shit here.
It's just a box of raisins and the raisin bran.
I'm taking the honey bunches. You take the oats.
I'm eating a lot of granola. I know it sounds like not real. But
yeah.
I bought a big bag of granola, one in the house and one for my backpack.
Nice. Granola's great.
So that I don't. I've been trying. You see my dry food?
Yeah.
I call it my dry food.
Yeah.
I do granola, mixed nuts, and cranberries.
Oh, that's good.
And they take a big bag of it on the road with me now so I don't buy horse shit. Mm.
That's good.
And sunflower seeds sometimes, too.
That's
But they always sink to the bottom.
But it is fun to eat on the road, though. That's
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like stopping at a Wawa.
Yeah, I was about to say it.
Or
Italian
a Chevy's.
Stewart's in fucking upstate New York has a lot. Stewart's has a lock. A monopoly.
Yeah, I did Stewart's
every few
weekend.
Miles. Stewart's.
Yeah, anywhere that has a custom Arnold Palmer.
Ooh.
you're in that place right
just
now.
Thinking about it.
So like, Tomaselli seen me buy some putrid shit on the road. What was that chicken sandwich?
Yeah,
you saw me
I said, you gonna get that? It was in the. It was like the one sitting on the grate just all
bad.
Day.
It was bad.
I said, oh, you're going to get that, huh? You said, yep.
That's awesome.
It's going to be so bad coming out.
Anyway, I get it. I get the Italian sub with pepperoni.
He just stole my. He heard me say it.
No,
and stole
yeah. I was telling you about this. You were like, gosh, there's a lot of stuff here.
Everyone
at
get rewind. Mm-hmm. He just heard him steal it.
You walk in and you're like, what's a hoagie?
What is this? What is all this stuff? Where do I even start? And I'm like, stick with me, kid.
Well, you press the buttons.
Whatever, dude.
You press the buttons, and a person with clinical depression makes it in front of you.
They do. They're never happy.
Everyone's inconvenienced.
Snickerdoodle, and then the chicken
bites.
That's
the lady that makes your sandwich.
Yeah, I get the chicken bites, too.
Damn.
I know my Wawa orders at the T, dude.
He got me into the snickerdoodles.
Yeah.
Hot pretzel. Yeah. Mac and cheese with cheesesteak meat.
Ooh.
And if it's November, you get the
gobbler. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the gobbler is fucking great.
I went, dude, there was a place by me the other day that had a Thanksgiving sandwich. Like, oh, I'm in. But it was just turkey and cranberry.
Oh, what the fuck?
No stuffing, no mash. Yeah. No, man.
You got to talk to the manager, dude.
Yeah, that's not.
That's just a turkey sandwich.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's literally just a turkey sandwich.
That's a waste. It's a waste. Yeah. And I don't like it.
Dress it up. It's almost Christmas.
Me and
bitch.
Tom Zilli's big thing on the road is any time a place just says eat.
Mm. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, secret sauce.
With an arrow. It was just eat with an arrow.
Yeah.
Or yeah, our meat sauce. Yeah. Try our meat sauce. Try our famous meat sauce.
Yeah. That's whenever we're on the road, we stop by any place that has a sign that says triple X live girls inside.
For now.
Yeah. We're just stop by. Let's make a little pit stop, Sully.
It's always a weeknight, though, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a little rough.
We got the afternoon shift now.
Girl's got a freaking scar.
Yeah, she's like, you want to see me pop out my fake eye?
Amputee.
I've only been to one like concrete built, like the ones that like have no awnage.
Oh,
And those are like the porn stores.
Yes. Yeah,
and I found it very unsettling.
It's very. It is. It's a weird thing. You got to go to the ones that have like the buffet.
I don't think that
there was
exists.
There was a good one in San Francisco. It was called the Gold Club. And
well, that's a strip club.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
a porn store.
Oh, a porn store.
But strip, I think the first time I went to Jumbo's, there was food.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat.
Really? You got to find, like, if they have, like, a good, like, they had really good fried chicken at the Gold Club, and it was, like, $20 and an all-you-can-eat buffet, and you could see women, and they were only topless. Because I served alcohol, so it was like a little more classy. Mm. So you'd see like a lot of like the finance bros on their lunch break, you know, oogling women, closing deals. And I remember I went there one time and I was like loading up on the buffet. And it was like, I ran into like one of my old high school bullies and was like, oh, I knew I'd see you here. And it's like 2 p.m.
at the buffet.
Plate of fried chicken at the Gold Club buffet. I'm like, ah, you got me.
I knew the type of kid you were when I was kicking your
ass. I actually knew you were actually kind of cool. I just needed to beat the shit out of you relentlessly to bring it out.
I'm not opposed to the idea. Mm. I would definitely go breakfast buffet over anything else.
You got eggs.
Separate room.
Sausage.
Separate room.
Yeah, no, it was like right there on the main floor,
it's,
dude.
It's just the waft. Yeah. You know what I mean? The wafting of their genitals and ass.
My issue with it is I think all great strip clubs should smell like smoke.
Mm.
And I don't want to eat where people are smoking.
That's smart.
Or at least that. Like that much.
I haven't. Yeah. It's, I mean, as a baby of the 80s, there was like the tail end of like, you know, smoking or non at restaurants was like a big thing. And usually we were non-smoking, but whenever we were at like a family reunion or something, we'd have to do smoking because everyone was like a little ciggy poo smoker. And now, ironically, I'm the only one in my family that smokes, but I smoke marijuana, which actually makes me healthier and stronger and cooler and sexier.
Well, it's a felony now in Texas.
Well, that's why I'm never going to fucking Texas ever again. I'm staying in the greatest state in the world.
Way to go,
New York.
Comedy Lemmings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks
for enjoy your jail time.
Yeah.
Delta 8's illegal there now.
Well, they made Delta 8 illegal just so that way they could say, like, if you're smoking anything now, they can pop you, you know? You can't even say, like, oh, this is just marijuana or this is just Delta 8. They're like, well, everything's illegal. Because this is fucking Texas where, surprisingly, nobody has any fucking rights, even though they like to go out there. And it's like, well, I'm going to own a fucking gun and I'm going to own a ranch. It's like, nobody wants that shit. People just want to fucking do drugs. We just want to do drugs. I don't want to wear a fucking cowboy hat. I don't want to wear jeans. I don't want to fucking suck the dick of fucking certain comedians. And I certainly don't want to support our fucking government, which is like, you have to do that now at the fucking mothership. Yeah. You have to be like, yeah, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are fucking cool. And, like, they're not. They're taking away our rights. My right to do drugs and watch fucking pornography, dude.
Yeah.
It's insane. You have to fucking, like, have an ID to watch porn in Texas? Suck my fucking dick, dude. Come on.
Yeah, how are these kids going to learn, dude?
Yeah. You got to watch, like, fucking porn. You got to fucking smoke weed.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that shit every fucking day, every waking minute of your life, you will never make it as a stand-up comedian, all right? Because eventually all these guys in Austin, they're going to get assassinated. And then what's going to happen? You're not going to have any fucking support structure.
You don't think they got more exploding microphones coming?
Oh, I know they do.
They got trans patsies that they need? Patsy's the name of the trans kid.
Somebody's gonna.
He knows. He works for Snickerdoodle.
they're gonna. Well, yeah.
He's planning his manifesto. It's a womb manifesto.
But that's like Muslim culture. Not smoking weed. Not fucking watching porn.
Women.
They're
in
Muslims
the
in Texas. Enjoy fucking being a little Muslim out there. And you have to fucking pray to God. They have to fucking, they're like,
God's
everyone's
lame.
Like acting like, oh, I fucking believe in. Rogan's talking about going to church. Get the fuck, a church?
Yeah, you have to pray five times a day towards the mothership.
Yeah, pray towards the mothership.
You have to stop whatever podcast you're
smoke
on.
DMT and bow.
Yeah, put down your mat. And face the mothership for 5 minutes of silent prayer.
Have you? I think you've even been on the other side of these conversations. There's a lot of comics lately being like, "Yeah, I don't think dinosaurs are real, but then they believe in God."
Yeah, at least dinosaurs are fucking cool.
Yeah, or at least there's some evidence. Even if you don't believe in it, it's there. You might be like, "Oh, those are plastic, whatever."
Yeah,
but there's good faking evidence. There's no faking God.
There's no God. There is no God.
You've never seen God.
Wake up, children.
It's been on drugs.
You've never seen God. And you know what? If you have to use drugs to see God, give me some of those drugs.
Yeah, for real.
Give me some of those drugs, and I'll see for real if there's God. Because I've done DMT. I never saw God. And that's supposed to be the one that makes you see God. I've done shrooms, and it made me chill.
Yeah.
And it made me empathetic, but I wasn't like, we're all children of God. I'm like, we should just all chill out because we're gonna die soon. And what's all this shit?
And then there's nothing.
You know? Yeah. I was thinking
probably
about
the pendulum swinging though, because for how long was comedy like?
That is like us,
Janine Garofalo and David Cross and Bill Maher.
Yeah,
like
God's not real. Yeah. What are you, a baby child, baby brain? Yeah.
That does suck. Those people do suck.
But like, it's better.
There is no God. You're wrong.
Yeah.
That's my Bill Maher.
No God. New rule.
There is
no God.
God. You're wrong. New rule.
New rule. No God.
So I think it's just the pendulum swing. Like that was the comedic stand. You know.
Yeah.
Your Stanhope, you're probably before that Rogan.
Oh yeah.
Comedy should
Look
always be
there.
Counterculture. It should always be against like, what does the mainstream think? Well, we think the opposite. But
I don't know. I pop in my Bill Engvall every once in a while, connect with the Lord.
What is it? Oh, my parents love Nate Bargatze. They love Nate Bargatze.
He's very likable.
He's a fucking charming dude. Yeah. And it's like I listen to his comedy. I'm like, oh, this is literally like what they say when it's like clean comedy for everybody.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, anyone can just fucking plug this in and listen to it. And
no,
it's like,
no wonder he's starting a theme park.
Yeah.
I would start a theme park. That'd be cool. But it would be like that one where they made that documentary on where all those people were getting killed in New Jersey.
We've been talking about that a lot.
I was thinking
like
Horror Land from Goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you sign a waiver. It's like, we can kill you.
Yeah, it's just a big Joe's head you walk into.
Yeah, just
It's like, what are they just immediately pumping weed smoke into it?
They have a bunch of midgets, but with giant heads with him.
Like how Disneyland is always perpetually like pumping out the smell of cookies.
Yeah.
We do that, but it's like body odor and marijuana and stale beer.
Mm. I do that anyway.
Pizza.
Yeah.
I do that naturally.
I'm just on a treadmill, like fuming the entire theme park.
And they do that in Disney with all different foods. So like if you're like 20 yards away from popcorn, they'll pump in a popcorn smell so that you go, popcorn. And then you see it and you're like, oh, that must be the popcorn I smelled.
That'd be good.
Smart.
We should go to Disneyland, dude.
Let's do it,
Let's do it.
And really sell the Disney adult
Just
thing.
Just really fucking take a bunch of shrooms.
You think we could get some Disney adult puss?
Yes,
find
dude.
Some single Disney
But do you want
ladies?
It? That's the thing.
No. Most of them are double.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't look like Aurora or Ariel, dude.
No, like, they look like you two.
Yeah, and if you're lucky.
Yeah, put me in a baby doll dress. And some fucking, some library lady glasses.
And then, like, male Disney adults, they either look like us or, like, the toughest fucking dude. Like those bikers in recovery type shit.
Yeah. And they're like, I have 85 Mickeys hidden in my backpacks.
Yeah, I'm part of the Epcot gang.
I protect children everywhere I go. Those
Goofy's guys, Warriors. I'm part of Donald's Admiral Brigade or some shit like that. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's a fucking great. That has to exist.
Oh, 100. I know. There's definitely like gangs of Disneyland, and they have like different.
Yeah, we're Walt Warriors.
Like the Warriors, that like the baseball.
It's literally like the Warriors.
Yeah.
The baseball dandies or whatever they are.
They should make a
Furies.
Remake.
Furies. Yeah. Dandies.
I hate my life, dude.
Where it's Southern like- dandies. Oh, it would appear your gentleman is on the wrong side of town. I would hate for this to come to fisticuffs.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Watch out. It's the Southern Dandies. Yeah.
They remake the Warriors as Disney adults and like, we got to get to the monorail before sundown.
Yeah, Epcot.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to get to Epcot. Yeah. We got to get to the thing.
The third. I remember those earlier commercials where it was like Mickey Mouse on top of the Epcot Center waving and it pulled away. And you're like, whoa, that looks really cool. And then you go to the Epcot Center and it's a fucking educational thing. That sucked. Did you ever go to Epcot?
No. Yeah, no.
Don't waste
very
your fucking time. It's such an educational thing. It's like, this is how people of the world react. And it's like, they don't even have rides or anything.
Animal
like,
Kingdom's hot as shit.
Yeah, fuck that, yeah. Dude. Make
the,
it more
the
Marvel
water park
shit.
Rules. Blizzard Beach, what is it?
Something. I don't know. I remember.
That like, was a good water park.
Is this at Disney World still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee, it's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tongkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tongkat Ali, lion's mane, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, Z-O-O-1-5, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Did you guys know, and I feel so dumb for this, Disney World and Disneyland have the name of the city they're in?
Oh, yeah.
O-R-L and L-A.
No, I didn't.
I think that's just coincidence, though.
Probably.
I think that's just... Somebody was high like us and we're like, did you... Whoa! It's like, because like every time it's like, okay. It's like every time somebody says it, it's like, oh, okay, cool. It's like, but I don't think that was conscious. I think it's like... Disney.
I remember liking Universal much better when I was a kid.
Universal
was cool, and because like Universal had that. Did you go on the Spider-Man ride?
No, that
Universal.
Was before me. I did the Psycho House.
Yeah. Oh,
that's cool.
That was really, really good. It was supposed to be it's Psycho, and then that they're gonna show a 3D version of I think Dial M for Murder. That they're gonna show us because it was gonna be in 3D, then it wasn't, but we have 3D footage. But then the birds break the screen open, and the birds attack.
That's cool,
dude. It was awesome.
They had the Jaws.
Yes,
that one was
I saw
cool
that
too.
One
where it was like,
younger,
oh, we're just
yeah.
This is just like a regular trip, and then oh fuck, it's Jaws. Yeah. Look out!
And Waterworld.
Yeah,
is that the Waterworld one's still fucking awesome?
Didn't they? I think they changed that to like John Wick or something.
Really? Oh, that's cool too,
is or like something else. But they're like live stunt shows.
Yeah
like
those stunt
there.
Shows were. They used to do that with Indiana Jones in Disney World.
Yeah, and then he got run over by the ball, and now they changed it.
It actually does happen.
Did he? How bad did he get hurt from that?
It didn't look.
It can't be
right.
They said it was like really heavy, but then like they looked like they were kind of
tossing it around,
controlling it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure it hurt him.
Yeah. I was curious.
Well, a real Indiana Jones would have gotten away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's on him.
Yeah, I agree. I know. Yeah. Maybe it's a Pirates ride now? Sharon, can you look up if what the Waterworld show has become if it's not the same thing? I know that wrestler Christopher Daniels used to do it on his off season.
That'd be fun.
Because they used to shoot TNA in Orlando.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, to have like those audiences were always there, and it's like, in fucking beautiful Orlando.
Dude, that's crazy how little money they made. I watched a shoot with Awesome Kong, and she was like, there were girls with titles on the roster who still had bartending shifts.
Damn.
Like, can you imagine being on TV and then you're bartending and your show's on?
I mean, that's kind of like what we do.
I think that's
comedy.
What happened to the Practical Jokers the first year they were on. They all still had day jobs.
Well, like, what was it? Like, Kyle Kinane, when he was doing, like, voiceovers for Comedy Central, he was still, like, bartending and shit, even though he had all this stuff going for him. You know, it's probably even harder now with fucking, as long as it's not even a Comedy Central, like, it's just harder to get, like, a measurement of success now. It's all about what's on the internet, you know?
Oh, man, I'm high. I'm sorry.
It's okay, baby. Dude, we're all fucking high.
It feels
dude.
Like you've gotten higher this show. Remember the last one we did? You were like, all right.
It's slowly diffusing like, through his bloodstream, getting him high.
You seem like you're having a great time.
I'm having a blast.
I'm having a blast, dude. We're
Shannon, did we find out the...
So it says the Waterworld show is still happening.
Oh, cool.
But they also have the Bourne stunt. Spectacular.
Oh, Bourne.
That's what. Oh, dude, Chaddy, can you look at that? Dude, I watched some of that. And it was sick. Chaddy, can you bring that up?
That's fucking cool, dude.
John Wick is a good idea, though, but it's probably too violent.
They should have
or
like,
a different.
I think like with Jason Bourne, like Jason Bourne was more hand to hand type shit. Yeah, absolutely. And John Wick was just like anything in my vicinity is a weapon.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah. Yeah, I'm John Wick.
I think that's the one I've seen clips of, and it was fucking sick.
Yeah. I bet this shit's still fun. This shit's fun.
I don't know. Stunt people are wild, dude.
Yeah. Well, they have something to prove. Look at that. Whoa. Okay, that's cool.
He also did a lot with cars. I wonder if they have a car thing in this.
Do you remember the Terminator 2 experience?
That one kicked
was
ass
fucking
too.
Cool as shit.
Oh, this is what I think what I've seen.
That was a little sequel.
Oh, that's cool. It's like a combination of like... Oh, are you wearing a mask? You afraid of COVID?
Was this...
Yeah, this is like COVID shit, so it's like...
That's why there's no people in the audience really either.
Well, this is probably just an advertisement. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he got hit, dude.
No, he almost got hit.
Oh, he's on a motorcycle.
Sick.
Interesting. This is shot in a fucking cool way.
Okay, I don't know if he ever did stuff like that or whatever.
Ah, that's fucking cool. That's fucking cool. It's stupid, but if I was high as shit, which I would be, if I'm doing anything out, like I would be fucking blown away by this.
Oh, that's come on, sick. Yeah. That's cool as fuck.
Yeah, they're really utilizing like the screens and everything.
Yeah. It's movie magic in front of your eyes, live.
And it's also just like I think it's like we're as a society we're so starved to see like actual stunts that have some level of risk because. Everything's in front of a fucking blue screen now. So it doesn't, like, Spider-Man, you're not going to see him fucking act. You don't see Tom Holland actually, like, risking fucking spraining his wrist or anything.
Right. No, that's why we have Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Fucking bananas.
The actors from Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark took more risks as Spider-Man than Tom Holland did.
All right. Thank you, Shannon.
That's cool. Yeah, we just get mesmerized by this.
We're just going to watch
Should we
it.
Go? Should we do that? Yeah, should we see the Jason Bourne?
It looks pretty awesome.
It looks fucking
cool.
Should we do a little tour to Orlando?
I think they're going to open a permanent Universal Horror Nights in Vegas.
That'd be fun.
I'd love that.
Because Horror Nights was the one everyone would go out to. That was like the big deal.
The Haunted Graveyard at Six Flags, too. That was awesome.
Shit's scary, dude. Shit's like fucking scary.
That's my one job. I'm like, I couldn't do another season when I used to work at the Haunts.
Yeah.
I couldn't do another season, especially like, and still do this because the hours and then it just shreds your voice because you're not only like screaming, you're with like fake smoke and you're also locked in a thing with a bunk. Like you get sick.
I'd imagine.
Like I compare it to like what I call when you leave like a festival or a concert. I call it festival rot.
Oh, yeah.
And you get something.
You just, like, have all, like, this new fucking bacteria in your system.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like that
but then you're locked in a room for 12 hours a day with everyone else that's sick.
Mm. Mm.
But it's a great job. It's pretty goddamn great. I mean, it's frustrating. And on nights where, because there would be nights at the haunt where we had a minute. So you had to do your act and get them out the door in a minute. You had a minute turnaround. So, like, you're never, like, you're literally done talking to one group and the next one's coming in.
Wow.
And that's, like, for, like, 7 hours.
That's a lot.
You get one swing that breaks you for a half an hour.
Wow.
And they have everyone's costumes and they'll tap you out. And you can go, like, take a shit and smoke real quick and come back.
Wow.
But, like, you're dead. And then the week of Halloween, you show up at, like, 2 p.m. and you're out at 4 a.m.
Damn.
And they work you.
I bet.
It was pretty fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like something, and, like, it seems like, you know, it's a seasonal gig. So, you know, it's like, yeah, let me put in, like, 100% effort.
Yeah, but then you're just dead for the first half of November.
Yeah.
Like, I think you lose work.
Yeah, you have to take, like, a week off of recovery.
Yeah, because that's when I was still a telemarketer, and I had to take like 2 weeks off because I couldn't speak.
But fuck those day jobs.
And it was so fun.
Yeah.
Just getting to scare people.
Yeah. We got to do this stuff instead of just, like, a regular corporate job. Mm. You know, it's like
I can't remember the poor comic. They tried to hire a comedian to entertain the line, and he just bombed every night. It was awful. It was a terrible way to do comedy for people waiting in line.
Yeah.
But you could do a little crowd work, loosen them up. Like, what are you excited to see? Oh, they canceled that one. Just kidding.
I would have just said, I think you're better off just bombing on purpose and doing street jokes.
Yeah.
And almost like Crypt Keeper in it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just go up and read like puns than really try and do like, so relationships are weird.
Yeah, at least make it, like, horror-centric.
Yeah.
Some of those were stinky nights. Mm. We had food, like, sponsors. Every once in a while, it would be dumpling night.
Oh.
Yeah, 40 actors full of nothing but pot stickers.
A lot of farts, huh?
Dude, you could... It hit you as you walked in.
It was positively ghoulish.
It was so bad. One time I accidentally spit all my dip out in the kid's face and he thought it was part of the act.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
He's like, oh, that's gross, they do that here. But no, I accidentally just spit a wad of dip in his face.
Oh, that's so nasty, dude. Oh, that's disgusting.
There was one a couple times I was called the Typhoid Mary Room, and it was just all sick people. This is pre-COVID, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
And we were all just coughing in, like, nightgowns and, like, sores and stuff. And I was supposed to, they gave me, like, this big thing of wet sponges, like, little cut-up sponges. And I was supposed to go, and throw them at the back of people's heads. But I would just dip all the sponges in water and go, and squeeze them real hard. And so many people tried to fight me.
That's so good.
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah, getting people wet, ugh.
Oh, but on the back of their neck, and I would go.
And they see you, and they're like, "Oh,
oh!" They would be so pissed.
This
at
motherfucker.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, that. And then, yeah, it was the Zodiac Killer, which was super fun. This was when I was much thinner, and it was me and six mannequins dressed exactly like me, in like fishing suits with hoods on. And there was a strobe light blasting music, and you had to walk through us.
Oh, that is good.
And I could go wherever I wanted. And my favorite thing was I would just not do anything. I would just let them walk through, and they would be so. It would be so much worse than if, like, the second person, I went, "How's he gonna be?" You know, I would just let them walk through, and they knew at least one of us was real. And then sometimes I would follow the last person out like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I would just join the group. And then the last person, I go, tink, tink, tink. And wait for him to turn around.
That's good.
Oh, that's
good
was shit. Fun, man. That was a good
gig. Spooky.
And then of course, the alligator was the fucking funnest.
Yeah.
That was so fucking silly. And then, like, people I knew would come in, and I'd get to do a whole new, like, Soder brought in a chick.
Oh, that's
so. This is, like, forever and a million years ago. But, like, comics would come in, and I would be super pumped to, like, put on my show. Because they all knew me. I was, like, a ticket guy still. And I was like, hey, moving on up. I got a job in the entertainment
industry,
baby. There
you go, yeah.
I don't know how people do it full-time. I had a friend that worked at Times Square, the one that was where Show World used to be.
Okay.
And it was like a year round. By the way, nobody went. It was a terrible business.
Yeah.
I had friends that said it was the worst job ever. But my buddy was talking to me about it. And he said they're going through, and one of the animatronics comes out. And people were like, oh, that's not scary. And then it shot fire at them. And they went, and they ran out. Like, that was awesome. And the second they got out, they're like, that is not supposed to shoot fire. We're going to need to close this part. It was just on fire.
Yeah. That's it's like, oh, man, that guy with the axe chasing us through the hallways was scary. It's like, what guy with an axe? Joe, what? There hasn't been a guy with an axe chasing people down the hallways in 20 years.
And I don't think I've told this one in a while. My buddy was working there as a security guard, but Show World was there too, the porn store.
Mm.
And he was security guard there, and they're like, "Hey, we need you to work a shift at Show World." And he's like, "I don't do that. Like, that's not. I work here at the haunted house." And they're like, "Hey, we're down a security guard at Show World." And I don't think I'm gonna get anybody in trouble to tell this. He goes down, and they said, "You need to watch this aisle." It's like, what a weird, why am I watching an aisle of a porn store? And then a crack dealer came in. No, he was supposed to watch him because he had a deal with the store. And he had to sit and make sure people went in and left and went in and left. And he had to control the line. And he said that a crack dealer set up in the back and they formed a. It was obvious. Everyone knew. This was his spot, and he just worked. He said he just stood there all night, and then at one point the crack dealer goes, "What kind of gun you got on you?" And he's like, "You don't have a gun." It was like Breaking Bad. He's like, "You don't have a gun," or Better Call Saul, or whatever. Hire Mike for the baseball card thing, "You don't have a gun." He's like, "Man, we got to get you a gun," and just starts grabbing guns out of his bag. And my friend's like making minimum wage, a haunted house employee.
Now he's like a crack regulator.
No, he did one night. He was not built for that life.
that's a big commitment.
I assure you. Shout out Stuart.
We love you, Stuart.
The frequently mentioned Stuart. All right, we'll do one or two more things. Oh, I want to do this. So I need you to know when I say this, I'm using the word gym, G-Y-M.
G-Y-M.
Because it could be confusing.
Gotcha.
Jim Penis is real, says nurse.
Ooh.
I didn't want you to think he was like John Pork.
Yeah.
Right.
I want you to think there's a guy named Jim Penis and he's real.
Jim Penis?
So Jim Penis is real.
That does sound like a fucking porn name.
Terrible. The least creative.
Tara Reid and, Jim Penis.
Yeah, we were it was 5 minutes before lunch.
Yeah, it's like.
The
fugitive figuring out like an alias.
Yeah, it's like I'm tired, man. What are you today? I don't know. Jim Penis.
Yeah. Don't trace it back to me.
Shannon, tell us about it.
So the term Jim Penis refers to the phenomenon referring to the shrinkage that occurs after a workout session. So basically, like, all of your muscles are getting pumped, so the blood in your penis area is taken away, and it says sometimes it can cause, quote, turtling, or the penis to like go inside a bit.
Makes sense.
But that it goes back to normal.
My excuse. I work out too hard.
That's it. I'm too shredded.
Yeah, man.
Ladies, stay away from these fucking gym bros with their fucking gym penis. You want a guy with a couch penis where the penis is all big from just being sprawled out on the couch for hours on end consuming cookies.
Jim Penis sounds like a set of laws to keep black guys out of porn.
Yeah. It's one of those Jim Penis laws. No black guys in this porn.
We're still under the Jim Penis proclamation.
Yeah. They ruined basketball. We can't let them ruin porn.
Shannon, do you have any opinions?
I don't. It's not something I've ever experienced with like a guy after working out.
AJ, as someone who's worked out, tell us about it.
Yeah, I think it's a real thing.
The only guy in this room who's working out. We need you to weigh in on
I would say, like, I bike and run, but there's, like,
if I walk
it's not
up
the
a,
same.
Yeah, if I walk up a flight of stairs, my penis will completely be sucked into my body. And I'm just like a dangling pair of child's testicles.
Yeah. But who, like, right after a workout is, like, running over to their
gay guys. Like, gay guys have sex immediately, dude. That's why, like, they have, like, their own gyms because they have sex in the fucking steam
Maybe
rooms and
dudes
showers.
Maybe trying to take nudes when they still have a pump on.
Ooh, yeah. That. Or a girl's demanding it, and he's like, oh, stop, wait. And she's like,
you don't need to do it, like, right after the gym. You can just, like, bang out, like, 5 push-ups and then be like, yeah.
Maybe. It's just, yeah, it's funny.
That's why you should just always have like a fucking dick pic on reserve that you don't need to like, oh, I better get the lighting right. Like, you have one good one.
I've been using the same one for 12 years.
Yeah. I've been using Sellies.
I don't.
Just makes it easier.
I've never sent, still haven't sent a dick pic, Shannon.
He says that.
I've never sent a dick pic.
I've seen it.
You have?
You've sent it to women. You're like, hey, bitch, look at this. Better watch out. You better do exactly what I say.
No, I've never sent one.
The name's so Sally. Funny. Now do what I tell you.
might have to do that. Just for fun.
Yeah, just for funsies.
Just for the bit.
No gym penis here, babe.
Nope. Hello? Have you met my friend Jim?
Yeah. Oh, my
Jim
God.
Jim penis?
this dude's hung like a lazy guy.
This guy's hung like he's never worked out a day in his life.
Damn.
Look at that fucking meat.
Look at this fucking, he's packing. Man's never touched a free weight in his life.
Oh no, buffet cocks in town. Have you ever listened to Dr. Dirty?
No.
Do you know Dr. Dirty?
Yeah, I think. Isn't he always at Mohegan Sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a staple there, yeah.
Dr. Dirty is an old man with a piano who sings filthy songs.
Oh, hell yeah.
He is one of my favorite human beings. My wife will not allow him to be played in the homestead.
Yeah. Sells out. Like all,
oh,
yeah. Crushes. Yeah.
Huge act. And he does like songs, but like parody songs. But of like, you know, like Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Bikini.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Songs you would know. And then he also does long poems. And it's Yukon Pete. It's Big Ass Lil and Yukon Pete. And it's just this long poem about like the girl with the tightest pussy in the world versus the guy with the biggest cock.
Oh hell yeah.
And they have to have a competition. Can we end on that, Shannon? Big Ass Lil, the ballad of Big Ass Lil and Yukon Pete.
It's on YouTube?
I guarantee it is. I know it is because I definitely have it in a playlist. And for those of you watching, thank you for tuning in to the Morning Zoo. My guests have been the wonderful, lovely, hilarious Joe Gorman and Alex Tomaselli. Please check out Super Selly Joe's, and we'll end the episode listening to this.
Can you just, I just want you to look and make sure I'm picking the right one.
Yeah, Big Ass Lil and You Compete.
Nice.
A bunch of the poems from the bunch of years, you know. You know what I don't have? I didn't put the original Big Ass Lil and Yukon Pete on there. All right.
Oh, wait. Can we do it with an audience? Pick a different one. I rather, there's one where he does it with a crowd. I apologize.
I think it's the first one, probably. With good old Comics Roadhouse in the background. Everyone's favorite club.
Rides bicycles without seats. Your sister's cunt barks are starting to disturb the seagulls.
That's fucking cool. Like when most people are retired, he's still out doing his shit.
Glad to do you come in.
You
the trashiest audience of all time.
Oh, it has to be.
Connecticut. Yeah, yeah. I was there this past weekend. It was rough. I had a good time, but the audience was trash. Such
trash. Dirty the night that we're known to repeat. The ballad of Big Ass Lil and Yukon Pete. Lil was a village queen, the fuckingest whore you'd ever seen. While some girls fucked with grace and ease, Lil blew dick like the summer breeze. But when she fucked for keeps. She piled her victims up in heaps. There was a rumor around that town that no man could put Lil's ass down. But way up north, where Twin Rivers meet, lived a one bald half-breed named Yukon Pete. Pete was a dirty, motherless soul who fucked bear, sheep, and woodchuck holes. He grabbed her ass and performed a dragging 16 yards of that red hot meat. Let's see, we're set at Windy Mill by the brick shit house high on the hill. All the ladies came for a ringside seat just to watch that half-breed sacred meat. Well, they fucked, and they fucked, and they fucked for hours. Oh. Uprooting trees, shrubs, and flowers. Little did front flips, back flips, stunts, all unknown to most common cunts. But Pete got on every trick and kept on pumping in more dick. Then Lil gave Pete, oh, her house squeeze, that dropped that half-breed to his knees. But Pete came back with a Yukon grunt that popped out her eyes and split her cunt.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. You didn't know.
This is something like everyone's uncle has to expose them to at some point.
Yeah.
We can stop it.
Hell yeah. That's
definitely something like your uncle's like, hey.
A very funny thing to put on when he starts doing Frosty the Snowman, change it if you're in mixed company.
Mm.
Because it's called Leroy the Big Lipped. All right, we're going to finish the show. people are way too excited to sing along live. There's a video of him doing it with a black waitress walking around like
very scared.
Furious.
That rules.
But yeah, check out Dr. Dirty, who I've tried to get him to book on Skankfest every year.
Oh, damn.
He doesn't travel anymore, I think.
I mean, he's probably up there in age.
Yeah, I think he only travels via bus. But if you want to listen to something great, years ago on O&A, they took him to the Steinway store where they sell, like, you know, between $80,000 and $300,000 pianos, and had him just start doing his songs down there and saw how long they could get kicked until he got kicked out of the Steinway store.
Probably like 30 seconds.
It's way longer than you think.
Oh.
But check that out. Thank you again to Joe and Alex, and we'll be back on Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop his bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's